O Allah, on this day, make my fasts worthy of appreciation and acceptance, according to what pleases you and pleases the messenger, the branches being strengthened by the roots, for the sake of our leader, Muhammad, and his purified family. And praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, here we are, the blessed 30th of the month of Ramadan, the last day of the fasting of this month, the last day to gain the easy reward of Allah, the last day to enter and enjoy the divine banquet of Allah. We've gone through a lot of different discussions over these last 29 days. We've mentioned a lot of things, we've said a lot of quoted a lot of verses, referred to a lot of hadith. We've thought about a lot of things. And I hope and pray that myself, first of all, and all of you have actually had a change of heart within these 30 days. That we've done our best to change our character, to mold our lives against that of the Prophet and his noble family and the respectable companions. And that we've done something better for our own akhirat, our next life. Because who knows if we will be here next year in this blessed month of Ramadan, Allah could decide to take us right this very minute, tomorrow, next week, next month. We don't know if we'll be alive. And so we end our discussion in Ramadan reflections on the topic of lack of knowledge. Now, many verses of the Quran speak about knowledge. The Prophet of Islam began the religion with Iqra, read, a command to seek knowledge. The Prophet told us, go as far as China to seek knowledge, climb mountains of ice to seek knowledge, and so many other traditions that come to mind. But I want to just end our discussion today because this is the last day of Ramadan. We're all preparing for the festivities tomorrow, the day of Shawwal, the day of Eid, the day of feasting, of festivities, of celebrations. But let us not lose the momentum of the month of Ramadan, and let us, inshallah, take this last message that we have to heart, and let us try to imbibe this important message contained within this lengthy tradition. This tradition tells us the following about people who lack knowledge, who are ignorant, who are in the state of jahalat. The ignorant one is one who considers himself knowledgeable about what he is in actual fact ignorant of, and he is content with his own opinion. We see in this tradition right off the bat that the ignorant one thinks himself to be knowledgeable, he thinks himself to be a wise, smart person, but in actuality, as the Imam says, he's actually completely ignorant of everything that he thinks he knows something about. Continuing on the tradition, we read the following. His attachment to scholars only increases his estrangement from knowledge, since he is constantly finding fault with them. This is a great problem in our society. People want to sit with the ulama, with the scholars, which is all well and good. But many times we have ulterior motives. We sit with the sheikh or the sayyid of our community, not to gain from his knowledge or not to gain from her knowledge as a female scholar, but no, we want to find fault with them. We read something in the book, we Googled something, we heard a YouTube lecture, we think we know something. And we know that our alim, our scholar in our community might not know this particular fact. And so rather than asking him, we test him, we try to make fault with him, we try to show him up that we know something that he doesn't. Imam Ali says that this individual, his company with the scholars only increases in his estrangement with those scholars because he's trying to find a fault in them, something which is not advisable for any of us. The Imam then says in the third portion, he deems invalid the views of those who oppose him, and that which he does not understand he sees as fallacious. So when one of these know-it-all people thinks that they've read an article, they've Googled a book, they might know a few words of Arabic, so they've read a hadith or a verse of the Quran in Arabic. They think they know everything. Now, those who don't agree with their views, they try to invalidate them. If you don't agree with me, it's my way or the highway. These individuals, these ignorant people, these ignoramus people of our society, when they see something they don't understand, they just pass it off as being a lie, as being a myth, because they lack the knowledge to understand these realities. They have very superficial knowledge given to them from a book, from a weekend school, from a Google article. Imam Ali then continues, he says the following: if he comes across something that he does not know, he denies it and falsifies it, saying, I have never heard of this, or I do not see that as possible. Again, this individual thinks himself to be too smart. When something comes across he has never heard before, when he's never, you know, read it in a book, he doesn't humble himself and say, oh, this is something new I've learned. I never knew this fact of the religion. I never knew this existed. No, he tries to deny it. He tries to falsify it. He says, I've never heard of this. What are you talking about? I never read this hadith. I've never heard this ruling from a scholar. Or he says that this is not even possible at all. The utter arrogance of such an individual. Imam Ali then says in the next part of this tradition, if he comes across something that he does not know, he denies it and falsifies it, saying, I have never heard of this, or I don't see it as possible, or how can it be, or where is it from? Again, he shows us that such people don't have the humility to say, I don't know. They try to deny the reality of that statement by their own simple-minded, foolish nature that they have. And then the Imam says the following in continuation of the tradition. This is due to his confidence in his own opinion and the paucity of his awareness of his own ignorance. Had such an individual known their own limitations of knowledge and what they know, they would have realized that they don't know everything in the world that there is to know, that there are things that they don't know. Because as the Quran clearly says, above everyone who has knowledge is one who has even more knowledge. And so a person who knows ABC doesn't think that the rest of the alphabet exists, but there are so many more letters to know. So he, because of his own ignorance, thinks that he is at the pinnacle. The last portion of the hadith, and we'll end with this, and we end this blessed month of Ramadan and these 30-day lectures, is the following statement from Imam Ali. For this reason, he is attached to what he sees as beneficial from his own mistaken opinion, and as a consequence, he denies the truth, remains confused in his own ignorance, and is too proud to seek true knowledge. In this 30th day of the month of Ramadan, let us ask Allah that we do not fall victim to be those who are trapped by our own ignorance. Let us ask Allah for the opening of our heart, for the ability to see our own limited knowledge, and to ask Allah for more knowledge, to make that very famous dua, Rabbi Zidni Ilman, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. And let us be able to go to the true source of knowledge, which is the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, and his noble family, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhum wassalatu wassalam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May your fasts be accepted in this month. May your standing for prayer be accepted by the Most Almighty. May your hands, which were raised in supplication, be given what you had asked for in this blessed month. And may all of us be able to witness another month of Ramadan so that we may again imbibe in the teachings of our religion and be invited to the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.